Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. U.S. House Democrats say Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is considered a witness in the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Among them is Illinois Congressman Roger Krishnamoorthy, who sits on the Intelligence Committee. Krishnamoorthy tells NPR lawmakers are concerned about reports that Pompeo was involved in a July phone call in which Trump allegedly sought Ukraine's help to investigate Joe Biden.
The question is he... potentially blocking testimony from others in an attempt to protect himself. And quite frankly, maybe he should be recusing himself for purposes of responding to the inquiry, and someone else should be responding instead.
Secretary Pompeo accuses House Democrats of trying to intimidate current and former State Department officials. Meanwhile, former U.S. envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, confirms that he will appear before three House committees in closed-door hearings on Capitol Hill this week. President Trump insists his phone call with Ukraine's president was not improper. In a tweet late Tuesday, Trump said the impeachment inquiry is actually a coup. He calls it the greatest witch hunt in U.S. history. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is strongly condemning North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. One part of the projectile fell into the Sea of Japan. Speaking through an interpreter, Abe calls it a violation of U.N. resolutions, as heard here on the BBC.
Reconvene the National Security Council and discuss the situation and what measures to take. We'll continue to cooperate with the international community, especially the United States, and we'll take all possible measures to protect the safety of nationals as we stay on alert.
The South Korean Security Council said it is possible that North Korea tested a submarine-based missile for the first time. The murder trial of former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger has entered the sentencing phase. Geiger has been convicted of murdering a neighbor in his apartment last September. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin has more.
The jury had three choices when they retired to deliberate Amber Geiger's fate. They could find her guilty of murder, guilty of manslaughter, or innocent of all charges. That Geiger was found guilty of murder means that she now faces a sentence of up to 99 years in prison. While Botham Jean's family quietly rejoiced, the former Dallas police officer looked shattered on the 911 call she'd made that night after she'd shot Botham Jean in his apartment. She repeatedly worried to the dispatcher that she'd lose her job because of what she'd done. Instead, she faces the prospect of spending decades of her life in a Texas prison cell. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
And from Washington, you're listening to NPR News. A federal judge is refusing to strike down Harvard University's race-conscious admissions policy. U.S. District Court Judge Allison Burroughs rejected claims that the policy is biased against Asian American applicants. The case was brought by Students for Fair Admissions, which plans to appeal. The group was founded by Edward Blum, who unsuccessfully brought a similar case on behalf of a woman who was denied admission to the University of Texas at Austin. Jazz pianist Larry Willis has died at the age of 76. Willis played on more than 300 albums and with a variety of bands, including the rock band Blood, Sweat, and Tears. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Larry Willis was a versatile keyboard player. Here he is with Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Fusion, rock, bebop, Latin jazz. Willis played with jazz greats Dizzy Gillespie, Cannonball Adderley, and Hugh Masekela. He was born in Harlem. He studied voice in high school and music theory at the Manhattan School of Music. He was both a cherished sideman and a leader. Larry Willis once told NPR's Marion McPartland he was taught to approach music from an eclectic mindset. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
On stock markets in Asia, shares are lower following a down day on Wall Street following disappointing news about U.S. manufacturing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 343 points. The Nasdaq fell 90. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, in Washington.